The GAA Programme with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, catering for clubs and schools with customised team wear.
With me, Tom Comack, as always with you until 9 o'clock on a Wednesday night. And we've got a bumper busy programme lined up tonight. On this week's programme, I'm joined by Kerry All-Ireland winning fullback Barry O'Shea, a provincial championship winner in both Connacht and Ulster with Donegal and Mayo, Martin Carney, and Liam Donnelly, All-Ireland Tyrone winning minor manager. They're joining us tonight, and of course they're joining us ahead of the opening round of games in the GAA season. Really, the Alliance Football Leagues and Hurling Leagues get underway this weekend, as does the Little Ladies National Football Leagues as well, and all North West sides, Donegal, Derry and Tyrone, have teams competing in all those competitions this weekend. But we're going to concentrate mainly on football tonight, and of course Donegal, Tyrone, Kerry, Mayo are all in Division 1 along with Galway, Dublin and Kildare of the Alliance Football League. They reckon that's the one to be in, and I suppose we'll head first to the west. It's the first port of call. We're joined by Martin Carney, of course, also RT analyst and match commentator. Martin, how are things in the west as Mayo head out on another league campaign?
They're quite tentative at the moment, Tom. I mean, in the preliminary FBD league this year, they weren't particularly impressive. I saw two or three of their games. They were played, admittedly, in atrocious conditions, and they're trying out quite a number of players in those games. But it's been a very quiet build-up so far, and even for next weekend, I mean, there hasn't been an awful lot of talk about it, although, in fairness, the team are working beaverishly, you know, away in the background. And there'll be a reasonable level of optimism, I suppose, that the team will hold its place in the First Division. I think last year they ended up getting 8 points, I think, and that seems to be the magic kind of number that teams go for. If they can get 6 or 7 points, they will survive. Like, the bottom two last year, I think Tyrone and Roscommon, rather, and Cavan, you know, I think between them they only won 2 games, and if I think any team can get the 6 points, the magical 6 or 7 points, they're going to stay there for another year. And I think that primarily is the goal of every team in the National League, certainly in Division 1.
And of course Mayo have a great record, what, 22 seasons up in Division 1?
Yeah, the longest surviving team in Division 1, amazingly, and I think they're going to do everything they can to hold on to that status. I mean, I cannot see them, you know, there's a big, a lot of talk down here, Tom, actually, about, you know, experimentation and the need to find new players. But I think there will be that on one hand, but also there will be a huge desire to stay in the top division. I think everybody knows that if you're to make progress in football, you have got to try and aspire to get to the top division. It's where the best football is at, it's where the best footballers play, and it's where the All-Ireland champions inevitably come from. So to get into the top, to get to the top table and to stay at the top table, I think, is every team's ambition.
Yeah. And as I said, we're also joined tonight by Barry O'Shea from Kerry. Good night to you, Barry.
How are you, Liz? How are you doing?
Good. How are you? Martin Carney there just beforehand telling us what the mood is like in Mayo. What's it like in Kerry?
Yeah, probably a little bit similar to Mayo. Trying out a lot of new young players. Unlike Mayo, though, I suppose, and unlike Donegal, Kerry didn't play in the pre-season competition. They didn't play in the McGrath Cup this year. So we haven't been able to see them in competitive action. They played UCC in a challenge game last Wednesday night, I think, and they're playing in-house games, and as you know, in the modern GAA scene, not very much comes out of these in-house games anymore, so it's hard to know, but we do know that there's an awful lot of injuries in the squad, and a lot of players absent for different reasons.
I was reading somewhere up to 19. Is that an exaggeration?
Well, there was 19 at one stage last week. Maybe a few of them, two or three of them, were back. But you're definitely talking in the mid-teens, you know, and probably 14, 15 players not available for the first round and possibly the second round. And as Martin was saying there about Division 1, it's a very, very tough division. I mean, last career going into this year as champions, but maybe with 2 games to go in last year's league, you were probably looking maybe at relegation, and even into the last game against Tyrone, it was a shock to everybody when they won the game and realised they were in the league final. So Division 1 is a tough league, and Kerry have the hardest games, I suppose you could say, in the league away from home. They've Mayo away, Dublin away, Monaghan away, Tyrone away, very, very difficult games. So
I think they'll be really looking to try and get 2 points on the board on Sunday. Albeit with a very, very young team.
We'll talk about that in a moment. But Liam Donnelly, looking at Tyrone in the McKenna Cup, they're probably going to be fielding one of the most settled teams in the league. Is that the case?
Yeah, well, again, very much like Mayo, especially in the McKenna Cup, Tom, Tyrone were probably playing most, well, the three, four matches that they've played so far, they've been playing with an average of about five, six, what you would call established championship players. The rest has been pretty much changed every week, in fairness to McKay, and he's been given all the squad a game, so there's a lot of boys who've got good game time, and he really has used it this year as looking about getting that extra couple of players. Most every team's trying to get something new and some players new in. Tyrone will be going in with probably a fairly settled 25 players or so, and with a few new additions, and there have been a few boys that have impressed. I've saw all the McKenna Cup games, actually. A few of the newer guys have staked a claim, for inclusion during the National League, which is good, and it's probably something that Tyrone really need to do after their last visit to Croke Park. They were, well, we have to admit it, we were found wanting, and I suppose, actually I had an opportunity last week of watching the Dublin Kerry League final again from last year, and as Mayo proved in the All-Ireland final, and done the same last year in the All-Ireland final, Kerry proved it in the league final, there's only one way to play Dublin there, and that's for the greater part of the game to go man to man,
Yeah,
but
you mentioned their name that Tyrone obviously got a rude awakening in that All Ireland semi final last year. What do you feel, Mickey Hart? What are Tyrone supporters looking from this team? What is needed?
Yeah, well, we probably we do need, and I think Mickey would be the first man to realise we do need to be. It's wrong to say they need to be more offensive, and that throughout the Ulster Championship, and up in the qualifiers, albeit they hadn't come up against anyone of the Dublin calibre, probably Tyrone were the top scorers in all competition in Ireland, for that matter. They were scoring freely, but again, we have to take the level of competition that into consideration. But certainly, they're going to be looking at a bit of more, for greater periods of the game, going more offensive and more attacking and more of, if you like it, man-to-man combat. Yeah. And we really have to, most teams have identified that now, to introduce more kicking into their game. And I was reading a bit on Michael Murphy last week of the Irish News, and he's of the same opinion that Donegal are looking to bring that more into the game as well. And I think it's something that's good for the game, to be honest, that it's going to be more less defensive and less defensive structured. Yes, you have to defend, of course, you have to defend well at times and defend in numbers, but for the greater part of the game, if we're really going to challenge the Dublins and the Kerrys and the Mayos, we have to get more players up the field.
There's a view as well that you might have to get a marquee forward or two as well.
Well, that's they're hard to come by. But it's something, yes, that probably is lacking in Tyrone, that you can't identify one guy that's going to kick, five, six, 7 points in a game, and that sort of tally, or 1-4, 1-5. It's hard to come by. Although, having said that, Tyrone are running up decent scores and a good spread of players getting them. So, you can offset that too. Like, you just don't have to. And again, it's probably dangerous to rely on one forward to amass that thing. You look at Killian O'Connor; he's a top class forward. But on the two occasions against Dublin, he missed the crucial free kick, and Dean Rock scored his, and they all earned went to Dublin again. That's the cruel thing about football.
Barry O'Shea and Kerry, you'd be delighted to hear that kicking is going to come back into football in Kerry anyway.
Well, I would hope so, but I suppose, look, like you said there,
old habits will die hard.
Attacking offensive football, predominantly the teams that have won All-Irelands are the teams that have a go and play, and they outscore the opposition. I suppose Donegal got a name for being defensive a few years ago, but the year that they actually went and won their All-Ireland, they actually came out and had a real go, and then obviously with a defensive structure as well. But I think teams realise that the way to win a game is to go out and have a go, and you have to have a certain amount of defensive game, but it's not just as easy as putting a structure in place. they have to have very good players to play that way as well, and players that suit that game. And if you don't have those type of players, well, then it's better to just go and play the game and man for man and have a go, because trying to play defensive football with players that aren't suited to it can be a recipe for disaster.
Mm. Tell me, Barry, how serious do Kerry take the league? You know, as you mentioned there, Eamon Fitzmaurice took the decision not to play in the warm-up competition. So he's going to use the league as the warm-up competition, really, for the championship.
Well, as Martin said there a while ago, just about Mayo, probably Kerry be a little bit similar. Staying in Division 1, obviously, is very important. So from that point of view, we take it serious enough that you don't want to be relegated. And you know, I suppose from individuals' point of view, if you look at the best players in the country over the last, you could go back 20 years or 30 years, the player of the year or the top performers are the guys that are performing well throughout the league. And they get their form and they get a run without injuries and they get fit and they get playing games and they bring that form into the championship. So both from an individual point of view and from a team point of view, it's very important to get off to that good start. And confidence is a big thing. Players feed off each other and feed off the confidence of winning games. And, you know, no matter what team you're playing against or what competition you're playing in, there's no substitute for games and for winning games. So from that point of view, I think Kerry would take it seriously. But, I mean, I suppose last year they didn't exactly set out to win the league, and it just kind of happened that way. So I think it would be similar enough this year, but the difference this year being that they're forced into making a lot of changes, and there's a little bit of excitement in the county about a number of young players.
Yeah, there surely is. Obviously, three minors? Is it three? Yeah,
but I suppose ideally you want to bring those players through, but you don't want to bring too many of them together, which we may be forced to do in the early rounds of the league. But look, these guys have definitely got ability. Senior football is a different game, and the game has changed. You know, the standards of fitness now at league level even is phenomenal. And when you go to watch a league game now in Division 1, the standard and the fitness levels are huge, and the intensity and the pace. And young fans will take a little bit of time to get up to that level. It doesn't just happen, you know, and you can't give a guy experience. You can't buy it for him. He has to go out and earn it and learn it. And that's what hopefully Kerry will do in the league this year.
Barry, what's the weather like down in Kerry?
Beautiful, the sun is shining. No, it's been poor, the weather's been poor, the pitches are taking a battering. Kerry have just, in the last week or two, their own new training centre has been opened for the senior team. So luckily, probably the first year in a while that they've had a base to go and train on. And they haven't been begging for decent pitches to train on. So from that point of view, I think they've had the facilities to train. It's just that they haven't had really all the players that they wanted to train. But
tell me, what's the forecast for the weekend? And I ask because I've got a text in here. Tom, if it stays dry for Sunday, Donegal will beat Kerry. It's not easy to play the ball that when it doesn't bounce. And we all these young Donegal players, they're going to get better. That's from Malcolm. He texted us on 086.
I don't know about that. I think Donegal might be similar to Kerry. Kerry have an awful lot of young players. I don't think they'll be looking for a bad day or anything. You just have to take what you get now at this time of year. The pitch in Killarney is a beautiful surface, beautiful pitch. That won't be heavy side. It'll be a good pitch. I don't know what the forecast is. As a defender, I always look for the rain. So I wouldn't mind if there was a drop of it.
And tell me, Martin Carney, you mentioned there, obviously, Mayo want to retain their Division 1 status. What else are they looking for from this league?
Well, obviously, I think, Tom, what they're looking to is blood new players as well, and hoping blooding them that these guys will blossom and become good championship players. I suppose also avoiding injuries, that's a big thing through the National League, because when you think about it, like, Mayo's opening game in the championship this year is on the 18th of May, which is, you know, it's not long after the completion of the National League. But blooding new players, finding new players is the big thing. Because over the last number of years, you know, you've had the same core group actually anchoring Mayo. It goes back really to an All-Ireland Under-21 team of 2006, Tom. And there's still a huge number of those boys playing. And I just think in the last couple of years, fair enough, Patrick Durkin has come through and Dermot O'Connor has come through. Those guys have been big additions. But there's still a need for two or three new guys, two or three lads to, you know, shall we say, support the likes of Andy Morn, who's going to give it another rattle this year, like Player of the Year. You know, support the likes of Kevin McLaughlin, take a little bit of the pressure of those guys. McLaughlin played every minute of every game in the National League last year. And I think that's the big, big challenge for Stephen Rochford, is to actually give players a chance. Like last year, I felt that they erred in that respect, that they gave guys maybe a couple of minutes here and a couple of minutes there, but they didn't really kind of, in a sense, place their confidence in a particular guy or two and give them maybe a prolonged period during the National League. I think over the first four or five games this year, that has to be done. Okay, you know, keep about nine or ten of the team that would be recognisable, but add four or five new guys. And that, you know, there's risks inherent in that, in so far as maybe, you know, you're leaving yourself maybe somewhat vulnerable. But at the same time, Mayo's issue, I think, in Croke Park over the last number of years, part maybe from unforced errors, has been the fact that their bench hasn't been up to the level of, for example, what Dublin have been able to call in a National League finals, or sorry, in the All-Ireland finals. And that's an area I think that they have got to improve on.
And are those footballers out there, you know, you mentioned the, what, 2006-2007 under-21 winning team backboning. You've won at least one under-21 since, maybe if not two.
Well, the one in under 21, the last one, the one was in, it was in 2016.
Yeah.
And I mean, the likes of Stephen Cohen at the moment now, who's playing centre half back for UCD as we speak, he captained the minor All Ireland winning team 2013 and 2016. You would hope he'd come through this year. He would actually step up to another level. You know, the likes of Matthew Ruan, who was a midfielder in that team, he would again be one of the people that, you know, the supporters are looking to actually graduate into kind of a successful senior. But one of the problems actually of that particular group, Tom, that minor team of 13 and under 21 team of 16, an awful lot of them had surgery after their, shall we say, their victorious runs in the hip and in the groin areas. Now, I don't know about the boys, about Barry and Liam, if these are issues in Kerry as well, but with all the training that's been done nowadays, there seems to be an inordinate amount of pressure being put on, you know, those the joints in the hip area. And that, in a sense, has, you know, even with an experienced guy, Lee Keegan, had both his hips done over the winter, you know. And I said earlier to you, Tom, apart from actually blooding new players, avoiding injuries is important. And with these young lads coming through, like Matthew Ruan was out for a good part of last year due to injury. But in the, if they come through, Matthew or Tom, you hope to come through with, you know, showing everybody that they have what it takes football-wise, but also that they can remain healthy and be available to the county when they're wanted.
Mm. So Stephen Rochford has to be brave, has he?
I think he has to be brave. I think he has to go and say to the likes of Sean McDonough, the likes of Neil Douglas, the likes of, you know, maybe Ger McDonough in the back line, here, lads, you're going to get two or three games. Go out. Let's see what you can do. I'm going to give you three or four games. It's up to you now to go and prove yourself. And I think he's going to have to do that.
Tato Igirsik, Leshan Clark, Cumann Luke, Glasgale, Leshochtan on the eve of the start of the Allianz Football League. The Allianz Hurling League is on as well. We just had a texter in there wondering where is hurling gone, or doesn't seem to be very much of it about. I can tell you there's a full programme of games in the Allianz Hurling League as well, but there's some mouth-watering contests. Unfortunately, for us up in this neck of the woods, most of them are down the south of the country, but Donegal are in action this weekend as well. They're down in Mayo, in actual fact, in Castlebar. They're taking on Mayo in Division 2B. And Derry, they entertain Westmeath in Own Beg. Tyrone are in action in the Allianz or Hurling League as well. They're in Division 3A. We'll be talking about those a little later. And of course, we'd have to forget that the Donegal Junior, Donegal Champions, Setanta, are still in that All Ireland Junior Club race. Their game against Ardmore from Waterford postponed last weekend. That game has been refixed for this Saturday. So they're back up in Navan, bidding for a place in an All-Ireland Junior Final. But my special guests tonight are Liam Donnelly of Tyrone, Barry O'Shea of Kerry, and Martin Carney from, well, ex-Donegal and ex-Mayo as well. You mentioned, Barry, earlier on, great excitement, great anticipation in Kerry, given all these young players coming through.
Yeah, look, there is definitely talent there, but you know, I suppose there's excitement, but there's trepidation too, that they don't want to be pushing these guys too quickly. The whole country knows about David Clifford at this stage and his talents, and
he's in with the senior team, he's been training, and the word is very good on him, that he's, you know, he's performing well and he's training well. But, you know, I suppose we as Kerry people are trying to say, look, this guy needs a bit of time and a bit of space to improve and to grow and to learn and develop. And, you know, he's just one of them. There's Jason Foley that probably will hopefully play on the weekend. Another Gavin White, who played with Dr. Crokes, is carrying a bit of an injury, so he may not play. But there's a good sprinkling of young guys. And then you have Jack Barry, who's played the last season, but he's still a young player, so he'll hopefully get a good run throughout the league and progress on a little bit more. And I've been talking to a lot of people actually around the county. With my work, I travel around the whole county, and a lot of people are saying they're going to the game because there's so many young players playing, that they want to see how these young guys perform. And I think they also know that probably Donegal are in a similar position. They've a lot of young players, so, you know, two young teams having a go at each other, it could be entertaining.
Yeah, and you mentioned David Clifford there. Obviously, still a few experienced hands in there as well. I presume David Moran, Shane Enright, James O'Donoghue, what's the story on him, Paul Ganey?
David Moran has been out for a few months, and he will be out for another, for I'd say, a lot of the league. James O'Donoghue had a two-week hamstring, so probably will not start the game either. I think he's going to be on the bench, so it might be 20 minutes in him. You'll have Shane Enright, but you'll have Paul Ganey, hopefully. We seem to be short a lot in defence with injuries at the moment. I don't know where all these injuries came from. Mark was talking there about groin and hip injuries. I mean, the training to game ratio is just bananas in the GAA. It's crazy. Like, guys are training for months and months and months, and an inter-county footballer will probably play, what is there? There's seven league games.
Yeah.
Seven league games, probably five, six championship games in a 12-month calendar. It's just crazy. Like, and they train months and months and months for that. And, you know, I think a professional footballer would play that in many games in a couple of months. So, I don't know. Something needs to be looked at from the training point of view, because the burnout that they speak about, I don't think I ever got burned out from playing games, but I think it's the training that burns them out.
Yeah. Well, of course, then they have the divided loyalty of having to play with their clubs as well.
Yeah, well, look, like I said, playing with your club is not the thing that gets the guys. I think it's the excessive training that wears guys down, and that's where you get that repetition of training seems to get to the body over a long period of time. And as Martin spoke about Mayo players there, like, there's a lot of guys with a lot of high mileage on the clock there, and most of it is from just months and months of slog in the winter time.
There we take a break. That's the voice of Barry O'Shea. We'll be back just in a second.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, catering for clubs and schools with customised team wear.
Father Ashkagee and Clark, coming up class scale and a shock to the show. We're looking ahead to the weekend's Alliance Football League action. Of course, Donegal down in Killarney, where Kerry provide the opposition. Dublin and Kildare actually open the Division 1 league campaign on Saturday night. And, well, there are also games in Divisions 2, 3 and 4. Monaghan entertain Mayo. And Tyrone are in Galway, Liam Donnelly. What's the word on the team, and what's their prospects, and what's the thinking of when they're going to Galway?
Pretty much like Barry. these camps are very, you know, two guys involved, obviously, and the information is twice as less. So we're hearing very little, but I think they're pretty much injury-free. As far as I know, obviously, Sean Cameron has retired, as we all know, and... But outside of that, I think they've pretty much a full panel of players at the minute, or the last word I heard anyway was that they had. But Galway and Tyrone, obviously Galway would be thinking of Tyrone as, you know, a home game and very winnable for them, and Tyrone likewise. And again, Tyrone are pretty much like Mayo and Kerry, are supposed to get to that 6, 7 points, 8 points if it takes it, and survive. And then obviously Mickey's motto always has been, if you're playing a game of football, you want to go to win it, which is, you know, is understandable and is great. And if you can win, you know, the like of those McKenna Cup games while experimenting and unearthing a couple of players, that's even more healthier. And, you know, they'll certainly be going to Galway hoping and expecting to get 2 points, to be honest. And I think, you know, if they're going to be, you know, get that 6, 8 points, there's certainly two that they would be hoping to get. And, yes, it's very difficult. It's very...
50-50
game.
Tirona have had four home games this year, is it four? Yeah.
They have only three home games this year. Kerry and Dublin both at home, and Donegal I think is at home.
Yeah, and what about Mayo?
Mayo is away.
Is it away, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mayo, Galway, Monaghan, and yeah, they're all away.
Yeah. Martin Kearney, Mayo heading to Monaghan. What's the doctor's order on that one?
Well, Mayo will be hoping to kind of get 2 points against Monaghan. Like, I mean, just looking at the McKenna Cup game there a few weeks ago, I think Monaghan conceded was a 4-17 against Donegal. I mean, Mayo will have looked at that and they will realise that maybe, even though they mightn't be at full strength, I think there's a doubt about Killian O'Connor. Shimmy O'Shea definitely won't be playing. Lee Keegan, as I said, is out. Keith Higgins in the corners out, Chris Barrett is out. There are a good few of them out, but at the same time, it's one of the games they will have earmarked to actually win. In the last 3 years, they've beaten Monaghan, I think, two of the three occasions they have played them. And I still think with their experience and with maybe the desire some of the younger lads will have to try and impress, they should have enough to beat Monaghan there. Now, I think on top of all of that, there is a doubt about the Hughes brothers. And if the Hughes brothers aren't playing, I think that lessens Monaghan's chances considerably. And it's one of the away games that I think Mayo will have certainly earmarked to win, because their three home games this year, I think, Tom, you were just talking to the two lads about those. Mayo's three home games, with respect to everybody, I said the big three, they're against Tyrone, Dublin and Kerry. And, you know, will they get full points out of those three? They'll be pushed to the pin of the collar to get them, even though I was interested to hear Barry talking about the number of injuries that Kerry have, because I think Kerry are up here on Saturday week actually playing Mayo, and if they're going to be short, that certainly kind of shortens the odds on Mayo winning it.
Mm. And finally, Barry, back to you. Obviously, you mentioned that Kerry have a lot of big games away from home, and that they'll be looking at Donegal and they'll be targeting it for 2 points.
Yeah, you would think so, but I mean, the National League has been a funny competition over the last number of years, and just as anybody who has a little flutter on National League games or does an accumulator, it's very hard to get the results right. So you just don't know what happened in the league, and especially the first round. Some teams like Kerry, I would think, are coming in a little bit undercooked. They haven't had games. Probably other teams have more work done. And it's just to know, you don't know what teams are really on form this early, and it'll take a few rounds to know what the way things are working out.
Look at Barry, Martin and Liam, thank you very much. That's all for this week from the GA programme. Until next week, Slán agus Bannert.